Nothing brings more Americans together today than pro football. And only one man, George Halas, was there from the creation of the league to the creation of instant replay.
Papa Bear's legacy lives on through the NFL, and now anyone who passes through the front doors of Halas Hall will see a physical reminder of the man responsible for it all.
How did you decide on the pose for this statue?
Seemed to represent the spirit of George Halas and the way people remember him on the sidelines.
That's the way he was, and wearing the suit and all that kind of reminded them, and that's probably what he's probably yelling at some official right there that he had hired, you know, because they were scared to death of him because he like literally used to hire them. So he would be able to, you know, walk on the field and start saying pleasantries to the officials and then walk back. So then of course all his players start doing it, and I had a referee tell me, he says, hey, you're not the old man, cut the language, would you please, you know. Now I'm not sure what the statue is made out of, but I do know this. Whatever it is, it's not as strong nor as tough as George Halas was in the flesh.
It's made out of bronze. It weighs about 1,650 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, he's very heavy. He's about just under 9 feet tall.
And he took quite the journey to get to Chicago. Chad created the sculpture in Pennsylvania after making the McCaskies' vision come to life. It took nearly 10 months.
My brothers and sisters were very helpful in selecting the sculptor and selecting the pose and little nuances of the pose, so it was really a family project.
I was born in Chicago, born to be a Bear, born to play for Papa Bear.
What was it like playing for Coach Halas?
Well, for me, who was into the game, you know, I'm sure like a lot of other players, you're playing for the guy who started it all, you know, and if you're into football, what better guy would you have?
When I first came to the Bears, everybody was kind of afraid of George Halas. But when we got together in his home, everything was very, very personal.
Now, not only those who played for Coach Halas will have the vision of him pointing from the sidelines, future Chicago Bears for years to come will see Papa Bear every day.
We had a vigorous family debate about whether the pose should be pointing inward, as in get in there and get to work, or pointing out from the building as let's go get them. And Mom made the call, let's go get them.
It was so cool getting to talk to Virginia and seeing those guys up close. I mean, they're the all-time greats.
Yeah, but you know what I like? The pose.